Iron Man. Bloodthirsty. Pacifist. You're listening to the WoW Challenges podcast, the home of the Iron Man Challenge. And here are your hosts, Stone and Lita.
Hello and welcome to the WoW Challenges podcast, episode number 41. Today is Saturday, October the 22nd, 2016. I'm your host, Stone. And joining me tonight is my co-host, again, Lita. How are you doing, Lita?
Again, Lita.
Again. I don't know why I threw that in there. I was nervous.
You did really well. I was waiting for the whole, no, I can't do it, and a finger signal Lita, to go over to you.
We'll bring Lita over here. I should have actually put Lita on the bottom pane, too. That would have been good.
Yes, yeah, but thanks, Stone. Hey, Stone, how are you? I'm doing fantastic.
I'm not on the couch anymore, so that's good.
Yeah,
and you'll find
that's
out.
Positive.
Yeah, you'll find out why. Why?
Okay.
Yeah, why I was on the couch.
Okay. All right. Yes. Do I have to talk to your wife?
That's what everybody asked me. Eve goes. So is there something we got to talk to Carrie about? Like, or did you make Carrie mad? No. So
that's hilarious. Yeah. Awesome. Yeah. Well, and I'm glad that we're both here and we're both doing good. So that's awesome. And you know who else is good?
Who's that?
Who's that? Well,
I don't know. It's not like I didn't invite him.
I was trying to segue. You know, I was trying something different.
Oh, boy.
I shouldn't try things. Anyway, today we've got Thule with us. Yay! Hey, Thule.
Thanks for coming, Thule.
Yeah. Hi.
Like 1 a.m. Good morning.
Good morning,
Sunday morning,
Thule.
To you.
Oh, well, it's actually still good night. I haven't gone to bed yet, so.
Yeah, but you're on Sunday. So you're with me because we're both on Sunday and only Stone's on Saturday, so.
Well, in the world.
So he's behind the times.
No.
Yeah, you can't tell time. That's the problem.
It's Toronto. Toronto is the center of the universe. Ask anybody that lives here.
Yeah. Whatever.
We all agree. It's the center of the universe.
Sure. Yeah. Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay, fine. Anyway, we really appreciate that Thule's come to have another chat with us, so thank you very much. We know that you guys, well, both you guys are getting very excited. It's, what, 2 weeks till BlizzCon, and
yes.
Oh my gosh, you'll get to catch up and all of that fun stuff there, and it's good that we can have you today. So we might as well go straight into our little chat with you, Thule. So what have you been up to? When did we say Thule was last on? Episode what?
Oh, I kept it up too. Episode 14. No, I did forget. My memory is horrible. Episode 14, Saturday, April the 16th for me.
That's
17th
crazy.
For both of you.
Yeah.
Yep.
Wow, that's just amazing. Because I was saying to you, it only feels like I spoke to you a couple weeks ago. So this, you know, so it's the fact that here we are at episode 41. Wow, and. It's like, oh, okay. So what have you been up to, Thule, since we last spoke to you? What you been doing?
Well, I did try to get a max level pacifist before Legion hit, but that didn't go that very well, since I managed to kill my pacifist off a cell level 91. And then, of course, I did start to level up a couple of the other ones a little bit, and then... Yeah, and then I decided to take a little bit of a break, and I actually haven't been doing anything yet in Legion because Legion has been hectic as crazy.
Yeah,
it's crazy. crazy good though. Like, as in, you're enjoying Legion and all of that good stuff.
Yeah, of course. But I mean, I have like 17. I did have 17 max level characters to level up, so that's
just a few.
Just a few.
Just a couple. Not many.
Yeah. Nah.
Oh, nice. Quick question. Do you think you are going to be able to get to your other tunes with how Legion's playing, or is it finding it very like single tune focused?
So far, it's very single tune focused. I've started actually leveling up a couple of them, but mainly because of professions than anything else.
Okay.
Yep. Since my main character had two crafting professions, he doesn't have any raw materials, so I had to get raw materials. Since auction house prices on materials were crazy.
There was something crazy I needed to go and get for, I don't know, even just a hand-in quest, and the amount of gold that they wanted, I just was like, I can't justify getting the rep for that price. That is ridiculous. So, yes, I agree. I think I might need to start working on the others just to get professions up. Alrighty. So did you start with the Pally contest at all? Like, did you give that a bit of a go?
I didn't really have time for that either. But I've been following your progress at least, so I know what happened to Stone just a couple of days ago in Outland, I believe.
Stone's had fun. With
I'm actually working on it right now. The results are not pulling from the right table, so I'm trying to show the results. I'm trying to fix it on the website right now.
Because that's right. The contest is done,
over.
People.
Yep, we've started right now.
We've started recording. Yep. So, alrighty. So with the challenge tunes, though, as much as you've said that with Legion, you know, you're focused on obviously your mains.
Yes.
But what do you want to be focused on when you do play the challenge tune? Still working on getting your pacifists or something else?
Yeah, that's the thing I've enjoyed the most is the pacifist. I don't know why, I just do. For some strange reason, I must be a masochist or something. But it's sort of, it's fun trying to avoid getting yourself killed, and while being a pacifist, it's actually quite enjoyable for some reason. I don't know. It seems more difficult. You can't kill anything, so you have to be extremely careful.
And how many are you running, like, currently?
What is it? I have 4 or 5 that are, like, level 30 and up, I think.
Okay. All right. And you like to rotate and keep them, like, just make a little bit of progress on each?
Yeah, I mean, that's what I'm going to try to do now, since I assume that this patch will be out for at least a year. So, yes, I think I'll do that. Okay. So if one dies, it's not a, then at least I know what I shouldn't do with other ones.
Mm. All right. So actually, that's a really good point, that with the patch, and we'll talk about that in a minute. But do you find that when there are the changes that come into our classes, when you get onto the challenge tunes, does it take you very long to pick it up, or sometimes it can, depending on the class?
Doesn't matter for pacifists, since you're not allowed to do any damage anyway, so you basically the only thing you use is sap.
Okay.
And stealth, or manage, and that's it.
And do you like to keybind them?
Always. And I sort of have no keybinds, anything else, especially not any attacks.
Mm-hmm. Okay, all right. So what has been your fondest challenge memory so far, or lately? What's the one that makes you smile the most when you think about your challenge tunes?
Well, did at least.
Did, okay.
Did. Past, present. I mean, I was really happy when I managed to get my pacifist up to level 90, and then, of course, didn't go very much further, but I was,
Do you remember what your play time was on that?
Oh. I still have it, but I can't remember. Probably quite a lot, I assume.
Yeah.
I can't remember.
Okay.
Sorry.
No, that's all right. And how do you like to also focus on things like your world events? I mean, we've currently got Hallow's End has started, and you know, the good old candy buckets and things like that. So is that something that you really try and work in with, oh, you know, this is a really good world event, so I'm going to, you know, take all the 4 or 5,
yes,
you know, pacifists and be like, yo, let's get them done and see how they go.
Yeah, that's normally the way I do it. Mm-hmm. But I haven't been doing it lately because of time issues. But that's what I do when I have the time. I always sort of use everything possible. And, of course, mm-hmm. Stalking fair and everything.
Yeah.
And daily fishing, daily cooking, so on.
Yeah. All righty. So with your zones, I mean, I think we probably spoke about this back when we had you on episode 14, but tell us again, like your strategies with the pacifist. Cause I mean, pacifist, something I have not tried. Honestly, most of me goes, hell no, but there is this little tiny part of me that's like, maybe?
No.
Maybe?
Really?
Just feel, but my, like 99.9% of me is like, no way. It's just crazy, too crazy, even for me. But when you work out your strategies, obviously you've been doing this for a while. Tell us your process, like with the levelings and your zones. How do you work it?
I mean, of course, I always play it as safe as possible, always. And then, and then I always choose a rogue because they have the banish as an extra safeguard. They can always banish. And then if they are Night Elf, they can also use Shadow Meld at the same time and then just wait for... You can go into stealth mode anyway, so that's quite good as well. So that's always the class and spec I use. Okay, spec I don't choose anything, but okay. Now I have to choose a spec, but that's don't need it since I don't use any of their abilities anyway.
Yeah.
I mean, it's trying to find. I mean, up to level 20, it's all about trying to find the best quests to do as well to get up to level 20. I mean, Loch Modan is fantastic with their where you pick up different notes which you just turn in, which gives quite a lot of XP each, and good way of getting some money as well, since otherwise you just sort of just picking herbs and mining becomes quite boring. If you can find a couple of quests to do, it makes it so much easier.
Mm-hmm. Is it because you know the zones so well that you know where you're going, or do you use your reference and go and have a look at places like Wowhead just to help to be like, okay, hang on, I'm not sure on this quest. Is it one that I actually need to, you know, that I can just get away with turning in, or is it, you know, like you said, because you're experienced and you've done these zones so many times that you just know exactly what things to pick up and what not to touch?
Mainly experience, but I do also check up sometimes, and I do sometimes bring one of my higher level ones back again because I haven't done everything on every one of them, so I can just go and just check the quests out and just do them. If I'm unsure if it counts as a kill or not, I can always bring some other alt in and just try to do that quests.
Okay.
Because some can be sort of sketchy if it counts as kills or not.
Yeah, okay. And do you constantly have to check your stats to make sure there's no kills showing?
I mean, not on my pacifist, but I usually, when I'm going to try a new quest, which I'm uncertain of course, then I have to sort of see how many kills he already has before I do it, of course.
Yeah.
Wow. But, I mean,
sounds
it's...
pretty intense.
It's not that bad. It's not, most quests you sort of know if it's going to count as a kill or not.
Okay. All right. So what do you think has been the worst zone? Like, what zones do you just look at and be like, nope, there is no way I'm even walking into that zone because it's either not giving me anything or the mobs are too tightly clustered? you know, or it's really bad for picking herbs.
Well, never go into Red Ridge.
Well, you good can old do the, Death Ridge.
Yeah, mm. Death, yeah. I mean, you can do the first couple of quests, but that's it.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. As a pacifist, there is the one where you get in, and then you just have to pick up two notes in the those Gnoll camps.
I usually
do that.
Okay.
And then I go and pick up the one who drops the necklace in the lake. I usually do that as well.
Yes.
Yep. And then I usually actually do one other quest where you're supposed to pick something up in the lake where the murlocs are. I usually just wait until someone kills up a few of them, then I can go pick it up.
Do you find you have lots of waiting? Like, you know, is it just you see people around and you're like, okay, I'll just wait?
I mean, I usually go at times when I know there's a lot of people online and then do those types of quests. So just a matter of, prime time, 8 o'clock in the evening. Usually it's no problem at all to do that kind of quests.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay, so deaths. Now, you said that you lost your big pacifist, and we all feel it for you. So I'm really sorry about that. But
learning experience.
Death, yes, exactly. Well, that's exactly right. It is a learning experience. It hurts, doesn't it, Stone? It hurts when you lose your tune. It hurts. I just wanted to know, like, worst deaths. Like the ones that you can think of, the ones that really hurt or don't hurt. What's your worst death? Like me falling off cliffs is always doable.
Yeah, and falling, flying too close to a light path and so on. Yes, I know about that.
Yeah, fly low, leader. Fly low. Thanks, Stone.
No problem.
I mean, of course, it was my level 91 pacifists when I decided to do one of the quests up at the, what is it called now? It's a level 90 zone in where you had your farm in Pandaria. Up where the monkeys are. And there's a statue there that has laser eyes.
Valley. Oh, yeah, you're doing so the cooking, or not the cooking quest, but you're up there, up in the top.
You're supposed to kick candles, and then you're supposed to pick. So I sapped one of the monkeys, and I was just going to do something, and then the laser eyes actually caught me, and that's what actually killed me.
Wow.
So that was...
Ouch.
And I can tell you, it took like a millisecond and I was dead. I didn't think it was going to kill me that fast, but it did.
Yeah. Okay. What's, like, I know, especially when I lost my so-called big girl, that moment where you just look at the screen and you're just not sure if you're going to laugh or cry. Like, did you have that same kind of emotion going through you? Or was it just like...
Well, you don't want to... Since it's PG-13, I can't say what I said, but okay.
Yeah. you said, gosh darn it.
Yeah, something like that. That's true. Maybe.
That's okay. I can bleep it.
Yeah, make him edit today.
No, thank you, but I can do it.
Yeah. All right. So that would be the top of your worst death list, obviously. So what's some others? Like, what's the other little ones that maybe don't hurt as much, but you just sort of look at yourself and think, oh my gosh, you know, whether it's your fault
Red Ridge. I did one there as well, where those wolves are sleeping. Stupidly me enough, decided to ride in amongst them. You're supposed to pick something up, But if you ride in there, the dogs actually wake up. If you walk in, then they don't wake up. So if you ride in, which I did, they wake up and they just poof, attacked you.
Yep.
Yeah. Okay. Don't ride in. Only walk in.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. All righty.
Well, you can run in. You don't need to RP walk. You just don't be on a mount.
Don't be on a mount.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
And I didn't remember that. So that was my second highest pacifist, which I actually killed off.
That's why I can't do that one. I just, you know, because it's like, for me, it took so long to even get to level 4 or 5, and it's just like, I can't do this. To get to level 91, I know you get extra stuff, but I don't know what I would do with myself if I died. So.
Yeah, the main reason I was starting to do those quests is that you were getting diminishing returns on archaeology as well at that time, so...
Okay. Oh, cool. Rogue Star in the chat room says, when I die, I often go into denial. Even check stats to see if death registered, hoping if there was ever going to be a Blizzard glitch. How about then?
I did that. I did it.
I think we've been through that. Yes. Alrighty. So, Tuli, what advice would you give people wanting, particularly, say, if you were going to try and talk me into doing a pacifist, how would you go about it? What would you tell me?
Definitely a rogue. Because of the sap, it makes it so easy. You sap something, then you can gather a herb without actually getting any aggro on you. Problem with mining is, even if you sap them, if you're close by, you will actually still get aggro. So yeah, that's the only thing you have to be a little bit careful with. So when you get sap at, what is it, level 12, I think it is. But you get stealth earlier, so that's good. I think it was like that. So you have to be careful up until that point, but it goes quite quickly with level 10. You also start getting the cooking and fishing quests. So the grind is up to level 10 with herbs or.
Yeah.
But the place where you start gathering herbs and ore is basically the gnome starting area if you're Alliance, which I'm always. Because there are no hostiles there, and they actually do have ore and herbs in that zone.
Okay.
So
that's true. Yeah.
So it's the only starting zone where they have it, which I know of.
Like for dwarves? Hold on, for dwarves or for the gnomes?
Gnomes only. So I always, even if I have a night elf. So as a night elf, I always run all the way there and start doing that.
Okay.
And then I
That's a big run.
Yeah, it's still
a decent run. Yeah.
Yeah, but it's not that bad. I mean, you have to run to Dolaran, and then you just take the flight path, and then you just have the boat over to Stormwind, and then you just take the tram over to Ironforge, and then it's quite a close run.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
So it's not that bad.
No. Okay. I have to think about that. And of course, I suppose now would be a good time, because we've still got a couple of weeks of Hallow's End, that if you wanted to start particularly a pacifist, now, you know, to get the bonus to get those levels, especially from 1 to 10, before you get into getting the, like you said, the fishing and the cooking and things like that, instead of just going, oh, well, I've just got to pick herbs the whole time.
Yeah,
you know, now would be a good way to do it.
Yeah, true.
Okay. All right. Well, we might have to think about that. Stone, maybe we can have another contest.
Not pacifist.
No. And then I now also try to actually get the quests as early as possible while I still are yellow, so I get maximum XP for them as well, sometimes from these delivery quests and so on. Because try to mix it up a little bit so I don't have to do too much herbs and too much ore.
Okay.
For those first levels as well.
Yeah.
as long as you have stealth, then they are quite impossible to fail.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's very interesting. So thank you for sharing all of that with us. We really appreciate it. And for sticking around to have a chat with the rest of the show. So, but yes, it makes me want to try one. I probably still won't. Not at the moment. We will see.
Well, I kind of wish that I had known of that, because I was running around Dunmer Rug and trying to watch out for the wolves and the trolls, and I was like, where do I get my stuff? Like, oh my goodness. And I don't know, I think the highest I ever got was like 5, maybe 6. Maybe. I wish I had known about the gnome thing. That would have been nice.
Yeah, and actually from inside the gnome area, you can actually get a couple of extra nodes if you sort of run up a mountain, then you can get which are outside of that zone, actually, but safe anyway.
Okay.
Okay. Oh, okay. Cool.
Well, I'll have to show you sometime then.
I don't know if I can do it again, man. One day.
One of these days.
One of these days. Alrighty. One of these days. All right.
Yeah.
Yes. I would have a outro to play, or not an outro. I would have a clip to play, but I don't. For the news in the world of Warcraft, but I don't. So, do you want me to do it, Leela, or would you like to do
you
it?
Can do
or
it.
Maybe Tuli
no,
can
no.
do it.
You go for it. Tuli can do it. I'm
maybe,
not worried.
Maybe we can get what our guest to do.
You can both do it. I'm not worried.
Do you want an intro or an outro?
Intro for the news in the world of Warcraft.
Now for World of Warcraft information. Full speed ahead.
There we go. That's probably better than what I was going to do. I was just going to be like, do-do-do-do-do, with no passion. Because I didn't want
Tuli's
you to make fun of me.
You better make Absolutely. A soundbite out of that. That was man. Awesome. Thank you, Tuli. That was great. All right, what have we got?
Patch 7.1 is on Tuesday, and honestly, I think really the only thing was that the madness of mine brought this up last week, was that the intro spells are changing, which is, I guess, applying to the level 1 to 10 experience, I suppose. I definitely didn't go and try it out on the PTR, just because I was busy dying on my Iron
You're
Man.
You're busy trying to beat me.
Yeah. And busy laying on the couch with my blanket and ice cream and watching things on TV and not wanting to move. And, so I didn't do any testing on that because, honestly, I think it would have taken too long. I know it's only level 10, but for 9 classes up to level 10, no, I'd rather be playing, to be honest. And I don't think it's that big of a deal for Iron Man anyways, so or for any kind of character anyways, so we'll see what comes out of this. If you're creating a new character and want to give it a go, let us know what your take is on it, on the changes.
Tweet us.
Yeah. Or you can post it on the forums as well. Yeah.
Definitely. Yeah. Okay. So patch time. Wow, that's just
already
crazy. Yep. I know. So crazy. Right before BlizzCon.
Yeah,
that surprised me.
Yeah, that's kind of. I don't know. I thought it was odd timing, but whatever. We'll see. Anyway. In hindsight is 2020, right? So when when we're all finished killing everything, we'll find out if it was the right time to be deployed and all that. You guys, right?
Yeah.
So, but I'm still having fun with the game. So, yep.
Yeah. Nice. All right. So, how about we go on to site news?
Yes. So, there's a contest, and I will say.
It's done. It's over. It's finished.
It's done. Part of the chat with Tuli, I had muted myself, and the job didn't work the way that I thought it was. There was just a minor glitch, so I fixed it, and I was trying to. So. Before we get into the results, Leela, you win. Fair and square. Doesn't matter if I died and I was higher level. Does not matter.
Doesn't matter, because you're dead.
I'm dead and you're not.
That's right.
You win.
And I'm still green.
And you're green flags. That's okay. So and you win. Yep. Hats off to you, but I don't want to blind you with the glare off of my head. So,
sure. Okay. So
we're tied.
Okay, thank you.
So are we tied? One for one, right? I beat you the first time, and you beat me this time.
Yeah. So right. We're one one all.
Yes.
Nice. All right.
Awesome.
Well, let's talk about who's. Who's done well in the contest. So, and thank you everyone who participated. Yeah. It was, you know, we wanted to do something different, and I think this gave it a real even playing field by having, you know, all the same classes and race and so thanks everyone for giving it a go. So tell me,
overall,
who's the winner?
Overall, I mean, on the site itself, it's going to show 8 characters, okay? And that's because it's not showing anybody that's not lost, dead. It's only showing green flagged characters that could win, okay? So there's only 8 out of 36 that could have won. So there's 36 characters that were put in, and only 8 were able to continue on alive and green flagged. We'll just read all the top 8 because. So coming in at number 8 and 7 is Clarky at level 10 and Raz Pal at level 10. I would assume Raz Pal is Razurus, who's here in chat. So grats on actually being able to keep your character alive, because something that a lot of us couldn't do. coming in 6th was Iron Magma at level 11. 5th was Nibhaz at level 20. 4th is Litari at level 34. Wow, 4th.
Okay, I wasn't expecting that.
3rd was Palmetal at level 40. 2nd was Zaya Pally at level 77.
Nice.
You would think that that would have won.
That's amazing.
Give a special mention to Maddie, who died at level 77. Like, that's...
Oh.
Well, because everyone saw, like, right off of the bat, like, holy cow, dude leveled up so fast, right? And that's part of the thing. If you die, you die, right? So... But the winner of the virtual ticket is our friend, the King of the Firsts. And if you don't know who that is, well, I don't know. Is Lancis, which is Lysan, at level 84. Congratulations, Lysan.
Wow.
Listen. Dang it. I did it again. Sorry, dude. Listen. I keep saying Lysan. I don't know why.
I know. That's amazing.
Yeah.
Yep. 84. Holy moly. That's awesome. So congratulations, Lysan. You've won the virtual ticket, and Stone will get you the details on all that. That is amazing. And but 7 Zaya, congratulations!
I know, like level 77. Yeah,
I know, is so fantastic. Oh, he's in the chat! Congratulations! Oh,
awesome!
Yay! He slowed down towards the end. Madness did I thought this was a good point. If only Stone and Leader amended the rules to say combined levels across all entries, maybe Zort's.
Zorts had so many entries from what I heard. Six
of those. Yeah. Man. Good job though, Zorts. You did, you know, got back on that horse again.
So one of the things that we are, you know, going to change for next time is that you will be able to enter your character anywhere from like level 10 to 15. okay? Because we had it set to like level 10 only, and people would level up to 11 or 12, and they'd be like, oh, I forgot to put it on the website, and they weren't allowed to.
Okay.
So I figure anywhere between level 10 and 15 should be okay, considering how quickly it, you know, can level up that fast, right? So just for next, time, we're going to, that's what we'll do.
Yeah. And we'll definitely have another contest. So, you know, I think they're a bit of fun. It's a little bit of, you know, friendly competition.
Friendly.
More friendly for some people. but yeah, no, good job. And you know, any suggestions, guys, also let us know. But congratulations, Lisanne, again. That's amazing. And good job. Really good job to Zaya as well. Because that, I just can't get that. That's just in 2 weeks. In 2 weeks.
Yep.
Can I get my head around that?
Well, I'll be sending Lisanne an email. Lisanne. See, there Lisanne. It is again. Lisanne. I don't know how. Yeah. I know it's LIS, like system, like sys, right? And for a guy that's in IT, you'd think that would be normal to say. But but LAN sys is fine, but not the other way.
You lost me at... You lost me. Anyway, how about we go back onto the state of the challenges? Yes. Awesome. And we'll... Yeah. All right. Yes. So let's talk about the state of the challenges for this week, because I noticed, wow, we've had people have been busy as well. So awesome. Okay. So I'll do the iron. So we've got Zaya Pally at 77. Anyway, our winner, Lisanne Pally, 84. I can't, you know, words are hard, people. Words are hard. Peaches.
Okay.
Hit 86.
Okay. But is well, flagged? Yeah. Peaches got flagged for wearing the tabard, but the new rules say that you're allowed to. So I need to go fix that. So I will be fixing that. I was attempting to fix it before we went on the show, but I couldn't get it done on time. But I will fix it before I go to bed tonight.
Okay. Alrighty.
Guaranteed.
All right. Excellent. So we've got Margie Monk hit 102 and Marg Hunt hit 102. So Marg's making progress on his two. Excellent. Jern Man hit 103. Never Died Backwards. Deidre M hit 104. Catster hit 106. And Ironster hit 107. Very nice. And Never Died H hit 109.
Yep, I was waiting for him. I thought he was going to wait for level 110 to be like during the show or something. And I'm looking at it right now and it's still not 110. So it is 110. So he's hit 110 on the site right now. Yeah, that's what I thought he was going to do. Yeah, so he's at 110 right now. So he's our second. So he's our second Legion.
Congratulations. Iron. That is fantastic. Wow. Okay.
Awesome.
Wow. That's amazing. So we're
so this is going to show up on our thing for next week, eh? But still, we'll still give him the, you know. I'm trying to get him on the show, but times don't jive for him. So we're trying to work something out.
Yeah. Yes. Awesome. All right. Now, Tuli, can you do the Bloodthirsties for me, please?
No problems. Maria, level 15. Bloody Din, 16. Thirsty Sush, 28. Cruel Madness, 36. Gore Crazed, 37. Soul Bound, 64. Too Thirsty, 68. Never Died Blood, I would guess, 82.
Wow. Awesome job on the Bloodthirsties this week. Nobody lost any. That is fantastic. All right. Rogue Slayer is going really well. And I noticed on Nisi. Yep. Fantastic. 64.
I was watching her on Facebook the other day.
Congratulations. and never died. You're another machine. What's going on with these people? You guys are machines. That's fantastic. All right, great job. So let's have a look at our pacifists. Pacifists, we've got Iron Petal, hit level 20. Fred Elgust, hit level 30. Flower Child, hit 36.
Wait for it, here we go. Yes. I knew it. I knew you were going to be like, what the? Okay, I think it the? Is... Okay, it's spelled E... Okay, spelled E-I-L-I-F-R. I think it's pronounced Eilifer.
Okay. Well, they hit 36. Good job. Awesome. Okay, Pond Frond Frog. Pond Frond would be a good pacifist name. Just saying. However,
Pond Frog is good too.
Frog hit level 39. Oh, wow, I'm just making up words. Huey Hamster hit level 48. Oh, no, died at 49.
Yeah.
No. Cruel. All right, Latifolia hit 59. Serenella hit 69. And the Ugly Truth, oh, no, died at level 70. Yep. Oh.
Wonder what happened.
Wow. That's rough. We've had two deaths all week, and they were both pacifists.
Yep.
Oh, guys, that would have hurt. Poor things. But congratulations on everyone else. What an awesome week. You guys rock. That is fantastic. Okay.
Sorry, I'm looking at my code just as aside. I'm looking at the code, and... he should be able to use that tabard. Just saying. So I'm going to shut that down because I'm looking at it and it looks okay to me and it's distracting me. So I'm going to stop doing that because that's what happens with stone.
Mm.
I get distracted.
All right. Well, you get distracted and Tully and I'll have a chat then. That's fine. Tully, so... What have you been up to in game this week anyway? So tell us about what you've been doing.
Mainly world quests.
Funny about that.
A lot of them. Trying to get my rep up with everything.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm revered everywhere, I think, at the moment. But yeah, working on it.
Nice.
On my main character, and then it's just trying to get raw materials on my other level 100 alts, basically. So I've already, my skin is level 80 or 101. He still managed to get some max level skinning on him.
Oh, really?
Just leveled by skinning. I needed the skins.
do you have any mining and herb guys or characters? Yeah. And are you at max at all on them?
No. Okay. I'm working on that at the moment. I have one who's both a herbalist and a miner, so I'm at the moment doing him.
Okay.
But that's a lot tougher than skinning, that's for sure.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, I've got my miner that everything's gray. I can't level up, man. I'm like, what's going on? So... I know. Anyways, it was just because it's funny that I know that skinning is kind of like a gathering prof, but it's not quite the same, done the same way, mm-hmm. right? So I found that it's interesting that you could level that up faster than let's say mining, right?
Yeah, but basically you have to be in a zone where there's usually quests and you sort of kill off some. If no one's there killing anything at the moment, you kill them yourself. If someone else is killing them, you just run around skinning. So it's quite easy to level up. And then I was trying to get the special skins for my profession as a leather worker, which my main character Tully is. So...
okay.
That was the main reason why.
Mm. Okay. Well, so it's very busy. I mean, as you know, Legion is definitely very, very busy with all the things that we've got to do. So,
yeah, and there's so many people running around now since they have changed the rules, basically, where you previously was only from your own zone in the newest area. Since that doesn't seem to be applied at the moment. I've seen characters from other realms than other connected realms and so on.
Really? Yeah.
I don't know how they do it at the moment, but definitely in Legion I've seen others realms there that isn't in the normal connected realms.
I think I've only seen that in my class order hall. I don't think I've seen them out and about.
I have seen them about. Yeah.
Dalaran out and about in the zones. Yep, most definitely. Because sometimes I'll be like, I'll put my mouse, you know, the mouse, or they'll run by where my mouse is, and I'll be like, "Why? Where are they from? I didn't even know that was correct. I didn't know we were connected to that server. Okay, that's interesting." So,
I think they sort of are trying to do so that the zones feel more alive. I mean, especially considering some of the zones also have the PvP areas. If there's no one in them, what's the PvP?
Yeah.
Especially where they're free for all PvP areas. Quite interesting.
I try to avoid those. All of a sudden, I'll be playing, and there's a couple world quests that are close. And it's funny. Sometimes I'll get a message saying, "If you remain here, you will be flagged." And then other times, I don't get anything, and I'm just flagged. And I'm like, hold on, right? Like, what's going on? Like, I don't know. Yeah. Like, I don't know why there's a difference.
I think that if you've been there once and got the message once, and if you go back there the same time you've been logged in, then you won't get that warning.
Oh, okay.
That's at least what happens to me once. I don't know that much.
Okay.
But I don't really care, since I've been actually playing Guardian Druid, so nothing wants to touch me anyway.
Nice. Excellent. Well, I mean, what's your favorite world quest, actually, Tuli? If you had to pick one that whenever you see it, you're like, I need to do that. What quest would you pick?
Actually, the ones that's sort of been difficult, which I enjoy doing, trying to do solo, is the elite quest, which you do inside Suramar City, where you're supposed to kill three different mobs. That one is really difficult to do solo, but I love doing it, because you have to sort of think what you're doing, so you don't pull like five or six elites at the same time.
That's a good one.
They're always inside buildings, you know, to try to get into them without actually pulling a lot of other stuff. And I know outside one of the buildings, you have to try to kill something outside before you actually try to get in it.
Yeah. All right. Well, that's obviously keeping you very busy at the moment. And plus, like we said, with, you know, slowly leveling the alts and the professions and all of that. So, there is certainly a lot going on with Legion, most definitely.
Yeah. Definitely.
All right. Well, thank you for that. Stone, how about we have a chat to...
Look at the chat room. Mr. Level 110, new Level 110 just showed up. Dude.
Yay.
Congrats, man.
Woo.
Sorry. I'm pointing this way. I don't know. Yeah. I don't know where it's going.
I know. I was looking at you going, am I pointing at Julie?
I don't know. Well, that's Skype, right? Yes. Skype is different.
Never done. Congratulations. Never done. That's amazing. Yeah. Really fantastic effort. So... awesome. I've got no words. I've always got words.
Okay. Well then, so I fixed the Tabard thing. And I fixed Peaches, so Peaches should be green flagged. And Tabbers, you should be able to use all Tabbers now. So if you were incorrectly flagged, let me know and I'll fix it really quick. It's pretty easy. Hopefully D. Drevin, we can get him on the show. Now that we have him in the chat room, we can get him to be peer pressured into coming onto the show.
Absolutely. Would love to have you on the show. Most definitely.
How many times have I asked you, man? Twice? Three times?
A couple. Maybe?
Yeah, I don't know. I can't keep track of them now.
Stop squirreling and let's talk about your
week. It's important.
These people are important.
They are important.
I want to hear about your week, Stone.
They are important. I'm sure you want to hear about my week. So, especially you, Lita. So I'll just take Lita here. So this week I actually got a care package from Lita. And I got this little Lita effigy.
Koala!
Would it be considered an effigy? Not really, because it doesn't
effigy
look...
Effigy to you too, buddy.
One effigy would have to look like you, right?
Yeah.
Right? It's just your rep or your avatar in the real world with me.
Spirit beasts.
Your spirit beast.
Thank you.
Maybe I'll stop grabbing it by the... Actually, I'll just hold it up by the back here, because that was going to be bad for the air. This stupid paladin, it was going really well. And Pally's is very strong. Very, very strong. I leveled up really quickly. I wasn't going on green quest, so as soon as I hit the level cap for that particular zone, I moved. I didn't wait around. I just carried on. I think the only zone I started to do that with was right at the end, right before I went into Hellfire. I did Blasted Lands, and I ended up 57, and yeah. because I had gained about a level and a bit doing treat things, right? And even after doing all of the quests in Blasted Lands for Horde, I was still level 57, and I think because when I did the treats, I was about in my 40s, I think. And so that kind of unlocked a bunch of their buckets. And I went from 57 to 58, kind of and a half-ish, just doing that. And went into Hellfire. Everything was good. I was killing things that were level 62. There was a few mobs that were level 62. Not very many. They were like more named things. I had no problems at all. None. My issue, I died, if you didn't know, and I really felt like I got shot in the gut. Really, I mean, if the character was even higher, I don't know what I would have done. So, I was like, are you kidding? Like, I couldn't believe it. I couldn't believe I died. So, basically...
What level did you get to? What happened?
Well, I got to 60, and I was going to complete all the Hellfire quests. I was like, okay, I know every one of them, and I feel good with it. I wasn't going to do PvP stuff or anything like that. And I was very watchful on what's going on around me. And once I hit 60, I can fly. So I was like, okay, this is actually good. Flying is, I would say, probably one of the worst things that you could do unless you are super, super careful. The reason is when you fly in, you don't clear out a path, right? And you don't clear out a path that you could run away from. So when you get into trouble and you flew in there, well, you better be able to live, otherwise you're done, right? So, yeah. I mean, flying's great. You can zoom in and up and around, but you know, there's this added, I don't know. So,
have you heard about bubble and hearth?
I will tell you why I could not. I was doing Hellfire Ramparts. I had to kill two named mobs. One was the command. One was the commander, and one was the Hand of Gath. So I flew around there. I'm like, okay, well, that's where that guy is, and they were both around the one little spot. So I dropped down to a fairly safe zone, and I began to kill the extra mobs. So these guys were like level 61 or so, and you know, and I picked one off, and then another one, and then another one, and that was fine. And so I killed the commander, and that was good. Mm-hmm. And then the commander died, and I was eating, and some of the other mobs began to respawn. Now, these were not the ones that I had just killed. These were ones that were not there before. And I was like thinking, mm-hmm. You know what? This area looks kind of devoid of mobs. And I'm like, I couldn't quite remember if there were mobs there before or not. And apparently there were. So they began to pop back up, and I was handling them okay. Those ones were not really the big problem. It's when the hand came back up, I had three regular mobs on me that were level 61, and the Hand of Kargath, I think, was 62. And he has a little bit more health on me, on him, versus a normal mob. And I killed one of the regular guys, and I began to heal myself up. And just as I was beginning to heal myself up, I was like 60% or so. And I was like, no, I don't like that. I want to get myself back up to max. And he kicked me. And when he kicked me, I got locked from casting any holy spells. And there's your bubble. There's any heal. And 60% health. To a named mob and to two other mobs. I actually killed one of the other smaller mobs because I wanted to get the number of mobs on me down, because the less people trying to hit you, good. Mm. That was it. It was like, are you kidding? So like, it was just because I was in a spot, I couldn't run out, nothing. I couldn't heal, couldn't bubble, nothing. Nothing. So that's how it goes. And I will know for next time, but pallies are super strong. Super strong. I mean, and I never even went prot. It was just awesome. I wouldn't mind to level one again, to be honest, because I like to get in there. I know it's not exactly the best thing to do, but being able to get in there and killing things and not die, it's awesome, but you still gotta. I never knew that that guy could kick you. Like, that was the first time I was ever kicked. So, and then I died. So that was my week. I wanted to lay. I was on the couch, ice cream. I'm watching stuff on TV. Grieving. I was just
you
like
were grieving.
I was
the lost palate.
Yeah, I know for sure. I looked at my other iron, my priest that we had done a roll on the other week, and mm-hmm. I am not in a position to be playing that right now. That is for sure. So I am going to, like, even if I feel like I want to go next week, no, I'm going to wait till after I'm done. After I'm finished doing BlizzCon and having beers with Thule here, because I'm going to use my time to heap some praise on him. So, too bad, Thule. So, Thule again, face to face. I mean, because really, we can't do face to face until I buy you your beer in a couple days, or in about a week or so. You know, thank you for the website stuff, because it's going to be a huge help. That's for sure. I mean, it saves me a ton of time and saved me some cash too. Jesus. So, and I know that you said, well, you were buying that anyways, and you know, and it just made sense for you, but still, it helps us all out a lot. And you know, our site as it is right now is yeah. So, Thule, thank you again, and I'm done for a while. Lita, go.
Yeah. Okay. Well. You did really well to get to 60 stone. You were really flying through. And
it was my.
You did so well. I'm really. It was proud my of you. Highest. So sorry about your death.
It, you know, I was saying to you, it was my highest character leveling from one. I mean, I don't count the Death Knight. I got the Death Knight at 66, but because it starts early, it's not the same, right? Yeah, so I mean, it's not quite the same. So, pallies, man, pallies are.
Yeah.
Pallies
but you know what? Awesome. You're allowed to take a little break and, you Level. Know, deal with the real life stuff, and then you'll come back stronger. Flip table. And, yeah. So it's all good.
Yep. But Lita.
You did good. You did good. So.
You know what I really like about the whole thing, though, is that you were sick, okay, and you didn't play your character for 4 days, 5 days? Five?
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm like, oh, I'm going to completely smoke you.
Yeah.
Nope. So tell us about that.
Yeah.
Tell us.
Yeah. Well, I was. I did get sick the first week, as I said last week. So that kind of put a slow start on. And then this week's been a huge struggle because I'm doing night shift at my job. Or like the late shift, I should say. So by the time I finish and get home, I'm exhausted, so I've not done much other than what I did on the weekend. But I did get my pally. I finished through Arathi, so I think I was at level 28. I'd really powered through from 7 to 28 last weekend, and then I took it from 28 to 34. I went through Arathi, finished that, went into Hinterlands. And I was just in Hinterlands and it was a little bit high, not high, but I just felt a bit uncomfortable. So I decided I'd go down to, to Stranglethorn and ended up at the Cape. So, which worked out to be good because it was like they weren't too small and they weren't, you know, orange or anything. And I managed to get to quite a few done in there, and she hit level 34. So I was really prepared to do some this week, but unfortunately with the body just couldn't. By the time I got home and tried to play, I was only barely able to do candy buckets when Hallow's End started. I was so exhausted. So I'm still happy with how the pallies go, like you. Pretty impressed with how it's going, but I was doing it very just trying to be a bit mindful of what I was doing, but not constantly thinking, oh, you know, I'm on an iron, just more, you know, looking at the quests and going from there. So that's TV I always like, so I'm happy to be down there, and I'll see, like, I'll definitely keep her and level her and keep going on her at some stage. But the pally's been, it's definitely been a fun and interesting experience because I wouldn't have overly thought that I would have got to level 34 so quickly, like in 2 weeks. Because I normally just, you know, plod along, like do a level, okay, swap to something else, do another level, but I wanted to try and, you know, do some, but just timing's not being great. So, however, so the contest is done and we will see where I take her from. I don't know when I'll get back to her at the moment. Like you, Thule, World Quests. I've again been very slack with World Quests. Uh-huh. Yeah, it's on the main. Just even like thinking, logging in. I think I did archaeology one night because my brain was mush, and I said to the boys, I can't even think of doing World Quests. I'm just gonna go dig. So that was all my brain had, and you know, enough from work that I just did some archaeology. So yeah, it's been a really bad week for playing because I haven't done a huge amount. But hopefully, once crazy work starts back into something a bit better, I think I'll feel better about playing. Yeah, it definitely throws you when you're used to a time, and then you go somewhere else that has basically like three start time, you know, three different shifts. And I like being on the late shift, but it really puts a cramp into everything else. And the place I'm at too is really, really busy, so I am really tired at the end of the day. So it's been a big week. So yeah. But anyway, we will see what next week brings, and that's always yay fun. So anyway, how about we go on to chit chat? So this is where people can send us questions or tell us about potential disasters and all of those kinds of things. So, Stone, you were saying you wanted to address some questions that you had?
So I had a few questions that were sent to me privately, not on the public Discord channel. It was just sent as a private Discord message about the Diablo 3 Iron Man thing that I actually have up on the site. I don't want to say who it's from because it was like a private thing. But I thought other people should know in case they ask to. Basically, I'm not tracking this. As far as I know, there are no D3 statistics in the API. I have not seen anything like that where I could track potion use in D3 at all. So I'm not going to track it. This is more of a fun thing. You don't need to be in any kind of mode. You don't need to be on the hardest difficulty. Just go. I will say though, I am level 11 or 12, and fighting yellow mobs is not fun because you're only allowed basically gray/white gear. Like, you're not allowed blue, purple, or orange. So I don't get my health back either. So I've got to run into town and use a healer if I'm feeling low. And, you know, it's very interesting way to play it. I don't even know if it's going to be possible to hit level 70. But it's just something different for folks to do. In case you were looking for things besides WoW, I just thought it would be neat to try it, and I figured I would do D3 because D3 is still in the Blizzard realm of things, and I have some fun in there. So, if you have some questions about it, let me know, but for sure I'm not going to track it. This is just for fun, and I stream it once every Thursday. So far it's been kind of wonky. I'm not sure why, but it seems like Thursday when I stream it, the stream goes funny. Like, it cuts in and out when normally when I stream it's okay. So I'm not sure if it's D3 or if it's something else going on at Twitch on Thursday mornings or what, but it's been really wonky enough that it's made me want to stop playing because it begins to affect my game too. And so, you know, maybe it's not Twitch, maybe it's my computer character that only happens when D3 is playing. So
did you try Forge?
I did, and it was the same thing.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Forge has been okay, actually. I streamed there the other day, and everything went pretty smoothly. I actually like streaming more with Forge, because Forge puts an overlay on top of your game, so you can see people chatting as you play versus looking at another screen. So, for instance, I would be playing here on my main screen, and Twitch is actually over on my right. And as I'm playing, when people are trying to chat with me on Twitch, I go look over. Now, that takes you away from playing your game, right? And that's why I think that a lot of streamers, and I think that it was Azzy that actually pointed this out, was that you don't see a lot of streamers getting very high, because they basically have an added extra thing to worry about, is the chat, right? So streaming with Forge is actually not bad, because it actually pops up the chat in the top left, so it's just another thing to add over top. And from what I've seen so far with how I've set up my screen, it doesn't impact my gameplay, because I have everything more lower. If you play with the default UI, it might be an issue, because your player character is up in the top left, and then your target is up in the top left as well, whereas mine is down low. So you might want to change that a bit. But if if for streamers that listen, I mean, you should try Forge just to see if it helps you out at all, right? Versus having to look back and forth between different screens. So yeah,
okay.
Yeah. So D3, like I said, I was going to do a Minecraft one. It just depends. I think I'll probably work on a different game when I'm done, when my D3 one dies, because it's getting hard at level 12. And I even went back to the first quest in Act 1, and I think the mobs scaled to my level, because the whole idea was, okay, let's go kill the weaker mobs and get less XP, but it's safer. No, I had a hard time trying, to kill things. So I think they made the mobs scale up. That's just my experience with it. If you guys have done it, let me know. But I'd be interested to hear. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Excellent.
Yep.
Stop it.
Okay.
Stop it. All right.
Damn it. Listen. Says they do scale up. So I don't know how to get to. I don't know how to level up. I think I'm going to croak any time now. Because even at level 11 or 12, things are hard to kill. Or at least the named mobs. I'm running like mad. I'm running and killing, running and killing, running and killing. It's crazy. So. Yeah.
Okay. No idea.
Okay.
Alrighty. I'll just agree with you.
All right.
Awesome.
Yes.
Okay. Shoo. All right. Zotz needs to get back on his pally, apparently. Go Zotz. So we're just going to go Zotz. Come on.
Are we Team Zotz or?
Team Zotz.
Team Twinkle or Team Leela?
No. Team Leela for that competition.
Oh, you're Team Leela?
I'm. Yeah.
I feel bad because I'm going to meet Terwinkle this year and I'm
rooting against them. Yeah, kind of. Tuck's going to be there too. Yes. Make sure you get photos with both of them.
Yes, I will.
And yes, which will be exciting. Or follow reviews. Yes. And Koala Lita.
Yes.
Yes. Awesome. All right. Have we got anything else we need to talk about? Tuli, anything that you want to bring up in chit chat?
See you at BlizzCon, maybe.
Yeah.
Countdown is what now? How many days? Well, how many hours?
You're coming on the 28th?
Yeah, I'm leaving in six days.
Oh, man.
Wow. 6 days. My gosh. Yes.
So exciting. I'm leaving on Friday, this coming Friday.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man. I'm 8 days and some.
Oh, 8 days.
I wish it was now. because I'm so ready to go.
So in 6 days' time, at this time, I'll already be at the hotel.
Yeah, my flight.
Well, we should still ring you. Maybe that's what we'll do. Is we'll ring you. Be like, Julie, hi, how's it going?
Yeah.
At least it will be a good time.
Yeah,
it'll be a good time until I'm there, and then I just drag everybody down. Yeah, I get it. It's okay.
No, I mean the time of day would be at least reasonable.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. Exactly. All right. Zort says you need to tell it to his face that your team Zort.
Oh, no. I don't want to get punched, man. I've got...
And if he does, I want photos, Tully. Yeah. You make sure. If he whacks him, I want photos. Nice.
My flight actually takes off. In 8 days and 10 hours and 42 minutes and 13 seconds. I'll be in the air. Well, I'll be on the plane waiting for the thing to take off.
At BlizzCon. Just remember, guys, we're not doing a live show BlizzCon weekend.
I'll be periscoping, though, here and there.
Don will be doing whatever Stone's going to do. Yeah. I'm going to be watching the virtual ticket. With my cool lanyard on, with my badge.
And listen, see, I got it right this time. We'll do it too. We'll be virtual ticketing too.
Yeah, very exciting.
Turkle doesn't even know how to make a fist. Okay. Okay, let's wrap this up before Lita punches me, because, she's about to. This koala's giving me a dirty look over here. So our next show is going to be Saturday, October the 29th. 7 p.m. North American Eastern Time, and that's Sunday, October the 30th, 9 a.m. Queensland time, so 10 a.m. for Australian Eastern Daylight Shifters, and 1 a.m. Thule. Thule, when do you change? Is it in November?
That weekend. That weekend.
Oh, man, so then you'll be at 2 a.m.? No, falling back. You'll be falling back, right? So you'll be at 12 a.m. It's... Spring forward, fall back. So you should be at 12 a.m. Anyways, it'll be...
Who cares? It's something at least.
We will be joined by Hogeye from the Blizzard... From the BlizzCon Countdown podcast. He has played Iron Man. I have met him. I was on his show many, many moons ago, and I swore I would get him on, and now, because it's like the show right before BlizzCon, it felt like, let's do it, buddy. So, he will be on the show.
Nice guy.
Yeah, he's super, super nice guy. So, Thule, thanks for coming along at, 2:20 in the morning. Sorry,
yes,
man.
That's correct.
Sorry.
Another machine.
Yeah, and now he's going to go to bed. So let's wrap it up.
Yeah. All right. Tully, do you want to let everyone know where they can find you or get in contact with you, please?
Easiest would probably be at Twitter at Tully Bardin. Wow. One word. That's it.
Okay.
And we'll put that up on the website. So thank you for that. Mm-hmm. All right. And where people can check out the website, that is wowchallenges.com. You can contact us by email, which is podcast@wowchallenges.com. Don't forget, we do have a Facebook page. So if anyone's interested, it's facebook.com/wowchallenges. And check out the shows on YouTube, which is youtube.com/wowchallenges1. That is the number one. Remember, most weeks we do a live show, which is on Twitch, which is twitch.tv/wowchallenges.
So once again, thank you for our patrons. Getting sore. Thank you for our patrons. Every little bit helps. Helps to pay for server costs and all that kind of stuff. So thank you again. You can find me on Twitter at wowchallenges. As well as the podcast Adventures in Azeroth with Lita over there.
Yes, that's it. And you can find me on Twitter. I'm at Lita Wow, which is LETAWOW. And I do other shows, which is Behind the Avatar, Geektopia, and yes, Adventures in Azeroth with Stone. Mm. So thank you to Mark Conan for all he has done to help us with the intros for our show. We do love it. So if you want to contact Mark Conan, check out his Twitter, which is at Mark Conan Wow, and also his show, which is Torrent Think Tank, that he does with Jules. And we love them both. Other than that, I think that's a wrap, guys. So thank you, chat room. Don't forget, show titles, everyone. But yes, thanks, chat room. Thanks for hanging out with us for and chatting with Thule. We do appreciate it. Congratulations to Never Died again for hitting 110. Woo! And thank you, Thule, again.
All right.
Thank you. And thank you for having me.
Thanks, and we'll see you next week. Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
Goodbye.
The WoW Challengers podcast is a World of Warcraft gaming podcast produced by Stone and Lita. Copyright 2016 WoWChallengers.com. Portions of this podcast belong entirely to Blizzard Entertainment. The music used for the show belongs to Kevin MacLeod, and you can find more of his great stuff at incomnitech.com. No copyright infringement is intended.